Hello, friends. Thank you for watching. This is an extremely important video. This is something that you can immediately take control of in your life that will massively give you and your family improved health benefits. I've done deep, deep research, and I've interviewed brain surgeons and scientists like Dr. Russell Blaylock, top chemist and toxicologist like Dr. Paul Conant, and just countless others. I've had the former heads of the EPA union and the FDA unions on in the last 11 years, who since 2000 have had tens of thousands of their members in their unions, scientists, send letters and petitions to the government saying, we know sodium fluoride is at least doubling bone cancer in the general public and more than doubling it in men. We know that sodium fluoride is attacking the thyroid, and then listing all the mainline studies. We know it's causing dental fluorosis and problems, not just in the teeth, but in the bones. And so under that incredible pressure 6 years ago, the American Dental Association came out and said, you know what? If you're under six, you don't want to brush with fluoride toothpaste. And then other branches of the federal government came out and said, you know what? You don't want to give babies in their baby formula that you mix up, or their cereal, their rice cereal, you don't want to give them fluoride tap water. But then you go to the baby store. I have three children, three small children. You go to the baby store, and it's five, six, seven brands, all the brands of water, bottled water, say fluoride for babies. Fluoride, nursery water, what they need. And I'm going, well, wait, they've said for 6 years, they admit it's hurting their brains, it's hurting their teeth, it's causing dental fluorosis before the teeth have emerged. What's going on? And then I see children's toothpaste that they're targeting two-year-olds with that's got Spider-Man on it or Superman or Batman. I mean, it's got or Papa Smurf, you name it. And it's sodium fluoride for kids. It says on the back, if you swallow even a pea size of this called poison control, everybody knows kids eat toothpaste. I've got organic for mine, and my kids, you know, especially the little ones, are always trying to eat it. And so with horror, I sit here and I warn people, and we have the studies. We have the admissions. And then something wild happened last week on the seventh day of January 2011. Something amazing happened. All of a sudden, the CDC put out a press release, the federal government did, and the AP and others picked it up, and it said, too much fluoride in water, government says. High levels causing spots on teeth. Recommended limit to be lowered from 0.7 or 1.2 milligrams per liter, or one part per million, roughly. And they're saying that they want to lower that even more because they're admitting it's causing dental fluorosis, yellow spots on the teeth. Also, the teeth are getting weak. They don't tell you the rest of what their studies have shown. Massive increases in bone cancer. Massive reductions in IQ. I mean, this has been known for almost 100 years. Fluoride's one of the most studied things out there because it naturally kept getting in water supplies all over the world and causing problems. The Chinese know. The Japanese know. The U.S. knows. The Germans. I mean, it's a sick joke how documented all of this is. And they really overall whitewash it in the article. You know, they're saying, oh, you'll get enough if we cut that amount in half. What they don't tell you is massive more amounts of this are put in things like powdered eggs and thousands of other processed products, sodium fluoride, that it's in toothpaste at levels much, much higher than it is water, that it's being used as a pesticide now on crops, and it goes through the cell wall of the plants and bioaccumulates. The fact is their poisoning is so accelerated that they know that we're becoming aware of it. And so they know that it's coming to a critical flashpoint with the public. So they're backing off and going, okay, yeah, those studies are out there. Okay, scientists in the government, stop complaining. We'll cut the amount. Knowing that they're not really targeting you so much in the water now as they are in the food, in the toothpaste, in the crops that are having it sprayed on it. Now, for those that wonder why government did this all over the world 60 years ago and why the federal government in our country or even in England will spend millions of dollars per town lobbying to have it put in, we know why. We have the Rockefeller Foundation documents, even from the 60s, where they talk about adding sterilants to vaccines. We have John P. Holder in the White House Science Czar talking about in the 70s, adding sterilants to water. We have the studies going back to the 20s where governments and universities knew that sodium fluoride was lowering fertility, lowering IQ. This is being added to the water to dumb you down, to control you. And they've known all along. And there's an even bigger twist that we cover in our interview with Dr. Paul Conant that we're going to link here on the bottom of the video. So hopefully you will send it to your friends and family so they can learn the truth. Your friends and family who've been in denial about fluoride, who just laugh at you and say, oh, my precious bodily fluids, like a line from a Stanley Kubrick's great film, Dr. Strangelove, you can send them the Associated Press about this because they've been saying for 6 years babies and small children shouldn't drink any of this water, shouldn't brush their teeth with it. And now they're just kind of covering their butt again, warning people, while still simultaneously making fun of people. Because the big secret is that depending on where your water district, whether it's Germany, Canada, England, Australia, the United States, depending on where your water district, your city, buys the so-called sodium fluoride, between 150 and 300 plus chemicals are in the so-called sodium fluoride. That's the other big secret. Sodium fluoride's bad enough. Lead, mercury, arsenic, radiation particles, radium, different isotopes of uranium, because they mine, most of the sodium fluoride comes from the byproducts of phosphate mining, where they mine the phosphate for fertilizer, but they can't use the toxic waste. They just certify it from China and ship it over here, or they certify it from Florida and ship it, you know, into your city, and then you drink it. I mean, you can't make something up this bad. And I remember Dr. Conant was here a few months ago and talked about radioactive isotopes in the water and how they know it's in there. And then a few weeks later, it came out in Texas that the state for decades had covered up knowing that radioactive isotopes were in the drinking water and were certifying it as safe. What they don't tell you is, though, that it's happening all over the state and all over the country because it's coming from the so-called fluoride they're adding. See, the cover-ups admitted that uranium's in there because they know that you know uranium's bad. They can't tell you it's good like they lied to you about fluoride. So they just covered up that they're putting that in. And that's the real big secret. So please, this is something we can take control of. We can stop drinking the toxic waste-filled water. You can stop having your children bathe in it with some pretty simple filtration systems on your house. You can move out to the country and drill a well. You can get away from this because depending on how many parts per million, we're talking 20-point, 15, 10-point, 8-point, 6-point IQ reductions. We're talking about thyroid problems. We're talking about your pancreas being burned out, all sorts of early onsets of heart disease because it calcifies in the arteries and the ventricles. We're talking about massive brain damage being caused by it, according to Dr. Blaylock and other top scientists. I mean, these are brain surgeons. These are professors. This is the literature. Do you understand? This is an absolute fact. And they're just covering their butts here. It took decades since they approved Prozac in 1981 to get them to admit on the drug insert that it does cause massive increases in suicide and psychotic behavior. Everybody knew because 99% of the mass shooters were on it, and it just puts them into a violent dream state when they're having a bad day. Now they've had to put it on the serotonin reuptake inhibitor family of Prozac-type drugs. And it's the same thing with fluoride. They're just putting the proviso in now to cover their butts. But now the denial's over, you can take even this whitewash and show it to people and save a lot of children's IQs, save a lot of women's thyroids. It really hits women bad in that area. Hits men worse in the bones. So many, you know, young people now getting arthritis directly linked to these chemicals in the water. Please warn everybody you know. You know, we can't fix the IMF and World Bank and the implosion of the dollar overnight. We can't stop all the nuts going around and shooting people, you know, overnight. We can't stop all these illegal wars. But we can sure stop eating GMO foods and drinking sodium fluoride. We can sure start loving our neighbors and talking to our friends and building our communities. Because if you want to fix this country and fix the world, it starts in the mirror. So warn everybody you know about sodium fluoride and other chemicals being added in the water. This is a big secret. Watch our other video, Food, the Biggest Secret, that we put together that's been watched hundreds of thousands of times. And let's come together and really educate folks about what's happening so people can use their free will to protect themselves. Thank you for watching. Now the ball's in your court. Visit InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. When you're on the site, you can also tune in 24 hours a day. to my daily radio broadcast. There's also a free iPhone app to listen to the syndicated radio show when and where you want.